This is The Punishment of Ivy Leavold, written by Sierra Simone, narrated by Zara Hampton Brown and Shane East.
Volume 1, The Punishment of Ivy Leavold. Chapter 1, Julian. She was gone. She was really gone. Ivy Leavold had left me. Left me in Markham Hall and had gone to find the family I'd hidden from her, which was something I didn't regret. I only regretted not doing a better job. I had tried to give her space as she'd packed, and as Gareth had readied the carriage to take her to York. She wouldn't hear of taking any money. She said that solicitor, damn him to hell, would help her. But I still folded £200 or £300 into her purse when she wasn't looking. Then I walked to the library and locked the door, taking the entire decanter of scotch into the window seat with me, so I could drink as I watched her leave. It felt like it took only seconds, even though I knew it had been nearly an hour, between her whispering, "I'm leaving," and the carriage wheels rolling out of the courtyard. An hour between me sliding inside of her and her walking out of my life. No. Our life. God was punishing me. I was sure of it. It wasn't enough that I would burn after death. He wanted to punish me now, strip away the only thing that mattered to me. 3 months ago, nothing mattered. Not my estate or my wealth. Even my friends weren't enough to color the gray wash days of my existence. But then Ivy came, and I felt something again. Something that wasn't anger, or shame, or the emptiness I'd begun to cultivate, as carefully as a gardener cultivates his garden. I felt curiosity at first, along with the urge to shield her and take care of her, and then desire, and then love. And now, loss. I drank until all the thoughts left my mind, stumbled to the sofa, and knew no more.
Ivy. I'd been to London twice as a girl with my parents, but nothing prepared me for the choking, bustling mess that greeted me when I alighted from the train platform. People swarmed around me, pushing and yelling, and I had to blink against the smoky air that pervaded every corner of the station.
"Miss Leavold?"
It was an older man, perhaps in his 50s, in a smartly
Sample complete. Ready to continue?